Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games. Right here. Woo! For King G, where comfort is king.
1, 2, 3, 4! Hey, ho, let's go!
Triple M rocks the NRL.
Welcome to the Triple M Saturday CMB.
And a very good afternoon right across the Triple M network with Maroon and Gordy and Hoops here too at Triple M underscore NRL. We're getting a lot of feedback. Dennis is in Beaconsfield. He says, hey, you guys on Saturday, what's going to happen when the footy goes back to normal? Will you guys be on both days then? No, I assume we'll just go back to Sunday then. I don't know if there's any talk of us staying on for both days. But thanks for your feedback there, Dennis. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Stephen's on the phone in Blacktown. He's got a question for Gordy.
Hello?
Yes, Stephen.
Yes, mate. In 2013, I purchased, like, Brisbane Broncos number plates, and I put my name on it because my last name's Gordon, but I put G-O-R-D-Z, Gords, and I've got the number plates. I've got no need for them now because I don't have a car, so I was willing to see if Gordy wants to have them. We can swap for tickets to the first game that comes back when the football starts.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'll get your tickets to the first game.
Yeah?
Up in Brisbane. Is it in Brisbane, the Broncos game?
Oh, no, it's got to be in Sydney for Ken.
Sorry, mate, you just cut out.
It's got to be in Sydney.
Yeah, in Sydney. Is that all right?
Right, I'll get your tickets to Sydney, but you know what? You can keep the plates, mate. Keep them for your son.
You sure?
Yeah, mate, absolutely, mate, but I'll purchase your tickets for the first game.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I'm just going to take my mum and dad because they've been locked in the house a lot and me boy, you know what I mean?
No problem, mate. No problem.
Good on you, Steve. Good on you, mate. Thanks for the offer. And Gordy's going to say, keep the number plates and he'll get some tickets to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There he is, Stephen from Blacktown, a very loyal listener who got us on 1-3-3-5-3.
I probably couldn't put them on my car if they're New South Wales plates anyway.
You don't need number plates, do you, mate? You just get around like the King of Brisbane.
Everybody needs number plates. Anthony,
that's a very wise thing.
Speaking of vehicles, personalised plates, Queensland.
Speaking of vehicles, motor vehicles, how is your Camaro going? Your new Camaro,
it's beautiful.
Was there a ding? Was there a little ding in the front of it?
No, there's no dings in it. Okay, it's exceptionally beautiful.
Actually, okay, yeah. I heard you might have bumped over the top.
What would I have bumped?
I don't know. I just there was a bit of talk around.
Yeah. You don't want to elaborate on that?
No, just checking, mate.
No, mate. I haven't. I leave it at home and I drive the other car.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the other car?
It's a little CX-3 Mazda.
Okay. That's Miss Portugal's
car. That's Miss Portugal's car. She's home now, obviously, because of what's going on. Let's have a look at the Raging Bulls Broncos side, which was named through the week. Of course, Gordy Tallis is a absolute Broncos legend, a Triple M State of Origin legend, and Queensland State of Origin legend. Let's have a look at this side. He is Broncos royalty. He's got every right to put a side together. Boys, I'll read it out, and then I'll let you two dissect it. So at fullback, we've got Darren Lockyer. On the wings, we've got Lottie Takiri and Wendell. In the centres, Steve Renouf and Justin Hodges. Wally Lewis is the 5'8", and Captain Alan Langer is the halfback. Up front, Glenn Lazarus and Shane Webke with Kerrod Walters at hooker. Back row is Petro Sivanisiva, Brad Thorne. 13 is Gene Miles. And then the interchange is Kevy Walters, David Fifita, Payne Haas, and number 17, Tony Carroll. Okay, boys, what do you think of that?
It's an all-Australian side, Gordon. Hell of a team. What I want to know, who are the hardest players to leave out? Who are the toughest omissions?
The toughest positions for me to pick were the wingers, because I played with Michael Hancock and Willie Kahn, and in their prime, they were two of the best wingers ever running around, both played for their country. Michael Hancock, I think, is at 297 games, and people asked him, why didn't you get the 300? And he said, because Wayne's a arsehole, because he didn't pick him for the next season to get him. So that was really tough in the centre. So I got, Renoff and Hodjo, and obviously there was Peter Jackson and Tate and, you know, Gene Miles, that was a centre as well. And I was going to put Kevy in at six because he's probably the most successful Bronco between him and Lazo, but I think Kevy's won the most grand finals at that club. So Kevy at 6 and Wally Lewis at 13, but I went for Gene Miles, who is an outstanding player, and on the bench, having those two young guys, and you know, just sort of watching on social media, like Fifita, I think what he does on the field now, don't worry if he's only played 20 games, he's doing things that guys that have played 200 games can't do. And you talk about Payne Haas, well, he's getting compared to Glenn Lazarus, you know, and I think Lazo's just a little bit ahead of Petro and Webby. So they're pretty big reps from those guys. They've got pretty big shoes. You know, and it's hard because I left out people like Sean Berrigan, and I think Sean Berrigan could easily be in hooker and that, but Kerry Boulders was probably the most successful Broncos hooker. But I think Berrigan could have been there. There's Semi Thaiday was another tough one to leave out, and I really like Matt Gillette too. I think Matt Gillette has had an unbelievable career as well, and the Darius Boyd, but you got to go for Lockie. So there were certain positions that were hard, but I love the coach. Which is me. Yeah. And the people on social media, it's funny, mate, because they were hammering me. I'm thinking, well, I would love to play in the side, but you got to be a little bit humble. So I left myself out. But to coach that side and to be involved with it, you know, I think it'd be a pretty easy side. You just put a big key in the forwards' backs and wind them up and say, go out there and do your job and just give Wally the ball and he'll find the right target.
It's a hell of a side, Gordon, and it's very humble of you not to include yourself in it. But I think if you asked anybody else, Gordon Tallis is in the Broncos' best 17 of all time every day of the week. What sort of a coach would you be, Gordy?
A pretty relaxed one. Make them have fun off the field, not have fun on the field. Today coaching would be a bit hard. Coaching a team like that, it'd be like coaching the Australian side. I think you get them together and give them a simple plan and they can execute it. I think it'd be easier coaching that side than coaching, you know, a side that's on the, you know, wooden, or a team that's getting the wooden spoon, that's for sure.
How hard was it? You know, Corey Parker played, I think, 347 games for the Brisbane Broncos for a premiership. Well, how hard was it to leave him out? Because that's a name that people around the game have asked about.
Yeah, well, there's him. There's Sam Thaiday. There was Peter Jackson that's played for his country. Chris Johns is another one. There is some. So I've left out probably 15 internationals. There's 15 guys that have played for their country that never made the side. That's just because the Broncos are a very successful side. So, that's my favourite team. It doesn't mean it's the best team, but I tell you what, it'd be hard to beat. And Kevy's and. You know, and then Corey's name's come up a lot, but Ben Eichen didn't pick him either, and Corey, and then Kevy didn't pick him. So, you know, my opinion on players is different to somebody else's opinion on a player. You know, and that's why I missed out on an Australian side hoops in 1998, and I believe that I was playing pretty good at the time. And Wayne Bennett walked up to me, and he goes, "Do you know what makes an Australian player?" And I said, "Oh, being the best in their position." He goes, "No, the three selectors." And it was really good advice but it didn't worry me because I don't look at this side and if I don't make a team, it doesn't worry me because this side's never going to play. You know?
Yeah. They're going to cover the salary cap of this side, Gordy.
Oh.
They've already got the Bobcats and the excavators out at Little Bay in the compound.
Right, well,
and they're
okay,
already
so
just
Lockie,
starting to dig up Anthony's back garden.
Yeah. Oh, no, mate, we're covered. But we can turn this into a 25-man squad. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, Gordy, but seriously, since you've got your association now with the Gold Coast Titans, is there any chance you might do a Gold Coast Titans best 17?
Do you know what? I will do it for next week, Anthony, right?
Right.
I will come up with Gold Coast's greatest 17 players.
Good luck with that, mate. Yes.
Mate, in the fitting of
Gold Coast, mate, why don't you come up with a South one?
Hey, listen, because I'm not a rugby league legend, mate. You are.
I don't know. You had to tell the listeners before, guys, I wasn't an unbelievable player. I wasn't one of the greatest players ever to play the game.
It was a startling revelation.
Yeah, well, oh, didn't they fall off their chairs?
Oh, they put the red ticker tape up, breaking news.
Yeah. Oh. Dobbo will break that on Monday. Anthony was not a great player.
All right, you clowns. So next week you'll do
the
Titans.
No, mate, but it's hard to do. I mean, so like then, well, like when you're asking players, and I was talking to Braith, I think Braith had to do a Bulldogs one, and another than Terry Lamb and Steve Mortimer, gee whiz, that's going to be a hard side to pick because you had the Langmax, you had Folks, you had so many great players that I watched in my era or heard of. It's going to be really tough. And you got the Dean Pays and then Marco Mealy's and Stephen Price's and Sonny Bill Williams.
Yep.
You know,
Samet Gillespie.
Yes, man. So, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough picking sides over different areas.
Respected journalist Brent Reed has suggested that maybe we should do a three-game grand final series. We're going to talk more about that with James Triceps Hooper and Gordon Tallis next as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back to the Saturday Sin Bin. Thanks to our mates at King G. They have a long way, they've come a long way since 1926. So thanks to King G and so to Ream Hot Water and McDonald's. And, of course, as we speak, Hoops is woofing into some French fries and a beautiful McDonald's quarter pounder. How is that, mate? Is it
outstanding.
Good?
Outstanding. Yeah, magnificent.
Can't beat the Maccas. Let's get another very special guest on the phone from the Sydney Roosters. It's Boyd Cordner. Boyd, welcome to the Saturday Sin Bin.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
What are you doing with yourself, mate? How are you filling in the days?
Yeah, look, still trying to keep as busy as I can and keep that structure in my life. You know, obviously it's still different to all of us and it's going to probably take some getting used to, but I've got a little good setup in my backyard, so still keeping on top of my weights and then a little bit of running as well. So it's been not too bad so far.
Hey, Boyd, what's your biggest concern? Is it the lungs or the strength? What are you working on the most?
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit of both, to be honest. You know, we're very limited with what we can do in the backyard, so strength's going to be an issue. You wouldn't have the resources like you would in your club gym, but you make do with what you have. I suppose with the lungs, it's pretty easy. I suppose it's up to yourself, really, of how hard you want to push yourself. Some guys find it harder than others with training by yourself, but I'm looking forward to the challenge, mate, over the next few weeks or a few months, however long it takes. But I've got this time now, so I probably won't get it again, so I've got to make the most of it.
Boyd, the Roosters are one of the benchmark organisations in the NRL, extremely well organised.
Yep.
How meticulous and how detailed have they gone in terms of what you can do with your training during this period?
Yeah, look, they've been outstanding with obviously helping us boys with building our little home gyms, as you'd say. And so we've got programs already of what we need to be doing day by day. And, you know, it's just sort of simulating what we would have on that day. So say if we'd have a speed day and a weights day, then our speed trainer will get on our group chat and put up the session that he wants us to do. And then our strength trainer will come on and give us our weight session. And then we text him about, you know, things that if we haven't got that equipment, he'll text back with what exercises to replace and whatnot. So, look, it's working really well so far. You know, we're very lucky to be at the Roosters. They're on top of it all. And, it's going to be a good challenge.
What about the skill aspect? Are you taking a couple of mates and going down the park and just kicking or catching and passing, even though you're staying away from each other?
Yep. So that's going to probably be the hardest thing obviously being in isolation. You don't want to sort of push it too far, but if you can grab a couple of the boys and get down and just, even if it's just, you know, kicking the footy around, keeping the ball in your hands and just... you know, you'll be like a little kid again when you just carry the footy around with you all the time. Just so you keep, I don't know, just keep that feel and keep the skill level up, I suppose.
We had your coach on last week, Boyd, and he detailed how a couple of your teammates are straight back on the tool. So I think it's Victor Radley and also Jake Friend are out and about and putting their time to good use.
Yeah, look... Rad sort of has to. He can't sit by himself at all, so he has to be doing tough stick. He's a madman, but you know, that's what his background was before. You know, when he was playing footy, he was still working and with his dad there, so he's definitely got that behind him. He's got that work ethic, I'd say, and he just wanted to jump back into the work and crack on with things. And Friend, he's got his fingers in a few pies. He's got his cafe, which obviously it doesn't help him at the moment with the laws, but he's going really good with his other business, and he's kicking goals there. So, you know, it's obviously pretty important to you know, keep your mind stimulated in this sort of time, and you know, there's going to be, it's okay at the moment just because it's fresh, I think. Everyone's still learning, like I was saying before, but, you know, what it's going to look like in a month's time when we're still doing the same thing, or 2 months' time, that's when, you know, it's probably reality's going to set in and you need to be doing things to keep yourself stimulated.
You're obviously immensely involved at a representative level as well, New South Wales captain and Australian captain. What are you thinking in terms of Origin this season?
Yeah, look, I definitely would like to see it go ahead. I think, and then again, I don't know how it's going to look like, and then I don't know what it's going to look like without the fans as well, because let's be honest, they do make it what it is. You know, Origin's such a, it's crazy. It's the biggest sporting event in Australia and probably across the world, you know what I mean, with what it means to people. So, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'd like it to go ahead, and just to see how involved Robbo is at the moment with that committee of them being put forward the task of getting the competition back on together. I know he'd be working around the clock to him and Freddie and everyone involved to toss up ways how we can get this show back on the road.
Yep. Speaking of shows back on the road, everybody else has got a hell of a lot of spare time around the world at the moment, self-isolation and social distancing. What are you doing, mate? You got any good series on Netflix? Or?
Yeah, I'm just sort of like thinking of things to do and not just staying around. So I've just sort of picked up, I do cook a bit, but over the last couple of weeks, I don't think I've ever cooked this much in my whole life, but it's something that I'm sort of enjoying and I want to get better at. So I suppose that's sort of taking up my time at the moment, that and training and trying to do some other stuff as well. So, there will be a lot of TV watching, but I just want to get out of the lounger as much as I can at the moment.
Mate, what's the go-to meal?
I put on a really good slow cooker the other night, lamb shoulder, which turned out pretty good, surprised myself. So I've got a bit of confidence now, Gordy.
Oh, wow, that's good. That's good. How long does that stay in the slow cooker for?
Yeah, I put it on for 8 hours. So chucked it on at 11 o'clock in the morning, raced up, got some stuff, and then, it's pretty easy. Actually, you just throw everything in and just let it sit for 8 hours and, mate, gets the house smelling beautiful, but it turned out really good.
Hey, you know whose favourite meal is slow roasted shoulder of lamb, Boyd? The great Ray Rabs Warren. You'll have to have him around for dinner.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be good.
You're not allowed to do that at the moment, Anthony.
I know you can't do it at the moment, but
maybe one person is allowed, isn't it?
No, if you take it out to Centennial Park and you walk around together and have it while you're doing your exercise.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, Maroon.
I'm trying to enjoy a slow roast the shoulder of
lamb. Give yourself but an uppercut afternoon.
Boy, we'll let you go, mate. All the best for what is to be of this season. And good to see you keeping yourself occupied, mate.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Good on you, Boyd. Always good to catch up with an absolute rugby league great in Boyd Cordner. And he does say here in this article too, that's why you have to stay accountable. Keep your mind going. It'll be dangerous if you don't, it says in the telly today. And that's so true, isn't it? I mean, we've all got to keep into some routine, whether we're playing footy or whatever we're doing. You can't just sit on your backside and do nothing.
Got to get the endorphins going, Anthony, and the best way to do that is exercise.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
You well know, we're in the Y Fronts, Little Bay Compound.
I do like to
the
exercise. Maroutine. Yeah, I do the Maroutine actually wear the tradie undies these days. I'm not in the Y Fronts.
Okay.
I wear the tradies and just get out in the shed with the cats and do a couple of burpees, a couple of star jumps, a little bit of tunnel ball, quoits. Little bit of leapfrogging.
What? Why are you keep... playing tunnel ball?
Oh, just to keep the the blood circulating. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back. Respected journalist Brent Reed has had plenty to say about how we should play the grand final this year, and our Annandale correspondent James Triceps Hooper has got a little bit to say about that, which we'll do next as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M, Saturday Sin Bin. For King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, welcome back to it, wherever you might be listening across the Triple M network through Triple M Sydney and Brisbane, Townsville, Triple M Coffs Harbour. Moffy's my man up there. Orange, that'll be Neil Gill. Port, that'll be Strawny. Bundy, Cairns, Central Queensland, right through to Mackay, Toowoomba, wherever you might be listening on the Triple M app, a number of people listening via Triple M in Auckland, Triple M Singapore, Triple M Beijing, where there's a whole heap of people listening today as well, and Rudy is listening in Triple M New York. So welcome
pricey,
you all.
Pricey up in Townsville.
Oh, yeah, Triple M Townsville. Pricey does the Brekkie
show. Stevie Pricey's probably been on air now, I reckon, for about, he always has about 38 or 40 mango seasons.
Yeah, right. He's a legend, isn't he, up there,
yeah,
Pricey?
Yeah, mate, well, he was on radio when I was a kid.
Wow.
Did you used to go on the radio with him?
Mate, well, he was a... Mate, he's royalty. He's, mate, yeah. He's, mm. Yeah, mate, he's... No. I don't think I've ever been on air with Stephen Price, but he's a... He's got the golden mic. He's like the John Laws up. Like, he's got the golden mic and everything.
Anthony's got one of those at his house. He's got his own recording studio now with a golden microphone.
Has he really?
I do, yes, but doesn't have a golden microphone. I just got one from Tandy.
You're moonlighting as a radio host now, are you?
Moonlighting as a professional.
Hey, as a professional.
I think you'll find Pricey's in Townsville, not Cairns.
I said Townsville.
Oh, did you, mate? I beg your pardon. Yeah. Right, okay, I'm sorry.
Mate, your ears are painted on.
No, they're not, mate. Yeah. Was I talking to you or was I talking to him? Don't
listen
pick a
here,
fight
old
when
grey
you hear
rinse. Hey, blue rinse. Hey. Right? When you got your hair dyed, right, to hide a couple of those greys, I think it just seeped into your melon, okay, and you've lost a few marbles.
Hey, Fester, when you get some hair, come and talk to me. And you, Hoops, mate, you don't normally blow up unless your bum chum Kenty's here to back you up. Hey, you don't normally fight on your own either.
That's
Where's Kenty
true,
now? Is he
Anthony.
Waiting downstairs,
that's,
is
that's
he?
That's not true.
Anyway.
Hey, listen, and I just got a text from Boyd Cordner. He's going to leave the bone for you, old chainsaw teeth, so you can, you know, mate, because you're going through some tough times.
On the lamb shoulder.
Yeah, mate, so you can just come and just...
Mate, don't just believe... he's not going through as many tough times as a lot of other people around the world.
No, well, come on. Not about me.
Come on, mate. In the Fair Income Department.
Mate, well, if we want to get fair income, you're on Fox League every night, then you come in here on Saturday.
I'm working, mate.
And you're on the Saturday show.
Mate, I feel genuinely lucky at the moment that I'm able to get out of bed every
Absolutely.
Day and there's 100,000 things on and you've still got a job that you've got to go and rip
I would
into.
Suggest at your talent level, you should feel incredibly lucky at the moment.
Take that back.
That's a good uppercut.
I would suggest that maybe your father's running the joint.
I would suggest you're not struggling as much as what you might have everybody think, because you told me during the week you're feeding that dog of yours Picasso Scotch fillet.
It was T-bones and sirloin, and his name's Da Vinci. Anyway, this is what Brent Reed had to say about the grand final series and moving forward in an interrupted NRL season.
The NRL's kept that extra week for some innovation. The things that were thrown at me today, the potential for a three-game grand final series.
Oh, wow.
4-team playoff for the Wooden Spoon. The wild card weekend's back on the agenda.
He just got out of the pool then, by the sound of it. He still had his snorkel on. Anyway.
Oh, you're on fire.
A three-match NRL grand final series. I don't like it.
Oh, look, I think given these times, Anthony, and the fact that the world's changed a hell of a lot the way that we know it, you got to think outside the square. That might
frighten
you.
Yeah, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Well, I think they're just looking for any opportunity that they can, Gordy, in terms of they're obviously trying to bring as much money, as much revenue as they can, given the season has been shortened, and a three-game grand final series would allow them to keep the finals going for an additional week.
Well, let me put this to you then, Hoops.
Yep.
On the 780,000-to-1 chance that your Tigers make the grand final, after they win the first game, are you going to want to play two more?
Yeah, of course. Look,
if you know going into it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you should know it going into the season, shouldn't you, Gordon? You should say, it's going to start in 3 years or 2 years.
Look, they haven't rubber stamped it. It's on nothing is off the table, as we heard from the ARL Commission boss, Peter Volandis, earlier. Nothing is off the table, given the set of circumstances that the world's been dealt. So that's an option. They're talking about Wooden Spoon playoffs as an option. They're talking about 100,000 different contingencies.
Tell me about that Wooden Spoon playoff. This might interest Gordy, being a Titans man. What's the go with that?
Listen here. Listen to you. Hey,
what's the go with the Wooden Spoon playoff, Hoops? Do you know much about that?
The Wooden Spoon playoff, they're talking about the bottom four sides, essentially, having a playoff style.
It's held at Redfern Oval.
A playoff style. Of...
It's House will be hosting it.
That was good.
So what? So it's a playoff, it's going to reward them for coming last.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I like that. Can we hear that audio again, please?
With an encased wooden spoon.
Let's have a listen to that audio again from Reedy.
The NRL's kept that extra week for some innovation. The things that were thrown at me today, the potential for a three-game grand final series.
Oh, wow.
14 playoff for the wooden spoon. The wild card weekend's back on the agenda.
I don't like any of that.
What about? I thought you did like the wild card weekend.
No.
You were supporting it last time it got pushed forward.
No, I just think...
Hey, Maroon, how about if we give you $1,000 for every game you call?
No, oh, I think that's a great idea.
That's his current arrangement.
Let's take...
How did you know what's in Maroon's contract, Gordon?
Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up and just finish things off here. And, of course, following this, we will play our replay this afternoon by popular demand, the 2015 Grand Final, the Cowboys and the Broncos as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. Triple M Saturday Sin Bin. It's all thanks to our friends at King G. And I've just got off the phone from Barney from King G, who says we're all getting some King G workwear sent to us here at Triple M. You're going to get some King G work shorts so you can work out in the yard. Gordy, you're getting a King G work shirt. And I am getting some King G high viz to get around the backyard at my palatial fibro mansion in Little Bay.
High viz?
Yeah, I'm going to go the high viz.
Wow, that's different, Anthony.
Well, you've got to keep
it
safe.
You don't do any work around your house, do you? Don't you normally get chaps in?
I get a man to
tradesman work.
Now that I've got a bit of time on my hands, though,
okay.
I'll put the King G on and get out there in the high viz and do me best.
Sensible.
Now, boys, before we go home and put this thing to bed for another week, I thought I'd replay you some audio on the back. We just had Boyd Cordner on from the Roosters. Here's young Victor Radley, who's out on the tools again working during this COVID-19 crisis. But this is what Victor Radley had to say about the culture at the Roosters.
The last couple of weeks, blokes like Jake and Jared and Kiri have really been helping the group. You know, we've got a couple of young kids that could be struggling, and if any of us needed anything, they were the first to like offer up whatever it was, even if it was cash. They've all offered cash for everyone, Boydo.
Wow.
So, mate, if anyone's struggling, we've got a really, really good tight-knit thing that's been going on in our group chat, which what makes me feel really safe anyway.
Yeah, good. And it doesn't surprise you. They are, like, born leaders, Gordy, aren't they? Blokes like Luke Keary and Boyd Cordner.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, you know, that's what they got to do. I think in these times, mate, you know, as hard as what it is, you got to think about the other people around you.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, 100%. And players looking out for each other like that.
Yeah.
They've obviously got a great culture going there under Trent Robinson at the Roosters Hoops.
Yeah, look, he's won the last couple of premierships. He's won three in total since he started coaching in 2013. And there's no question, you talk to one of his players and they all speak in extremely strong terms about what a great coach he is. Mm. And it's not just about the footy for Robbo or the Maroon. Like, he's a very good person. He's extremely well-read. He's got a variety of layers to his personality. And he challenges the players at all levels. So, yeah, he's one of the best in the business.
Mm. All right, Hoops. Well, you have a great week, mate. We'll catch you on Fox League.
Thanks, Anthony.
And, Gordy, thanks so much for joining us from our palatial studios there in Brisbane.
It's a pleasure, Anthony. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week. It is the highlight of my week.
I wish I could say the same, but I do love seeing you.
I know. Well, you can say the same.
I look forward to seeing you again next week. It's the highlight of my week.
Are you going to go back to the barber again and ask for another haircut?
Oh, my God.
Mate, when you get some hair...
You should ask for your money back, mate.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with this haircut. We're going to replay the 2015 Grand Final as called by our man Dan Ganane as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.